Just next week, on the House calendars, just added that the House is going to be taking up the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act. This is a bill that was actually written in a bipartisan way all the way back in October, after the October 7th attacks in Israel. But since then, it has been sort of dormant. It could get new life now. And what this bill would do, if it became law, is redefine what it means to be incorporated into anti-Semitic acts of harassment. The definition would change to include denying Jewish self-determination to their ancestral homeland of Israel, and also holding Jews collectively responsible for actions of the government of Israel. So in real terms, what that means is certain protest chants that we're hearing across university campuses around the country and at other pro-Palestinian rallies could all of a sudden now become punishable under federal anti-discrimination law. So potentially, this could have an impact right away. Over in the Senate, there's also a similar version to this. We're not sure exactly what the Senate's going to do with that, if it will move along with this House bill. But this all comes in the wake of Speaker Mike Johnson going to Columbia University in that dramatic fashion, addressing some of the protesters directly and on camera also giving that address. And he said also that universities may end up losing federal funding if they can't control some of the protests that we've been seeing.